Welcome back
to the Furious Podcast.
And Furious Podcast, where today we have Corey, we have Ryan, and we have myself. And today,
all three dads are together.
Yes. Just in case anybody's curious, none of us are actual fathers. This is just a group chat name.
Honestly, I don't even know how that came up.
I don't know.
All just one day started calling each other dad.
Yeah, everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl. You are a dad.
Unless you're dating someone, then you're a mom.
Unless, yeah, if you are dating somebody, then both immediately revert to mom status.
Yeah.
So does that mean Jared's the guy?
What? Yeah, the guy, yeah, 100%.
Wait, so
they're
does
both mom.
That mean that you're the only dad here?
Yes. Oh,
get shit on.
Yeah, so you're both moms.
How's it going, mom?
How's it feel? So, mom. Question, did we lock the door?
No.
Good idea.
Corey's closest.
Probably a good idea, yeah. He literally just sat down, too. Like, he moved his chair around, got comfy, sat down, and then I'm like, hey, Corey.
You're gonna work.
It was already locked, too.
Oh, it was.
Thanks.
All right.
He just wanted to make you squat some, Dad.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to see your butt.
Thank you. ironic that we're talking about dads today.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, maybe this episode has something to do with that. Maybe we precursed into the from the last episode into this episode. About that. Maybe.
We talked about this vaguely. About Justin selling his car.
Yeah. We did.
Not actually.
We did say that. No, I'm not actually selling my car. I'm not that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're going to get a better car.
No.
Subaru sucks.
No, you're wrong. It's okay.
Get a Toyota.
No. Not a say. Okay, there would only be one Toyota I would ever sell my Subaru for.
A who?
One.
It's a Supra.
It's a Supra.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Supra. It's like
$6,000 Subaru and $120,000
well,
Supra.
I mean, GR. If somebody's like, hey, here's the keys. What you want?
Your shit box.
What you want? Okay. Here you go.
But they say it vaguely enough so you can't tell if they're talking about like a shitbox car.
I would ask them if I can give them more money on top.
Right. I'd be like, do you want anything else?
No, 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 no.
He you want wants a good old
your shit box.
Oh,
oh.
Ah.
I would still do it.
Doesn't matter which one. You're telling me you wouldn't.
I ain't gay, but a Toyota Supra is a Toyota Supra.
So there was one on Marketplace that's in like Washington or something like that.
The andesite gray one?
No, it wasn't andesite, it was Quicksilver.
Mm-hmm.
Still one of my favorite super colors.
Dude, you just like it's silvers for some reason. That's like you're
ever
it's,
since
it's
BSM.
Hot if it's done right.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Ever since BSM, I just.
BSM?
PSM.
Oh, platinum silver metallic.
Yes.
Subaru colors.
Yes. Ever since that, well, like Quicksilver. So this is a factory 6-speed, factory twin turbo.
Yep.
RZ in Quicksilver. And I was like,
oh,
yes. And I
oh,
looked
yeah,
it
you
up.
Said that one.
It was
120,000. Yeah, dog.
And it had like 60,000 miles on
it. Oh, my God.
I was like,
Now, is that completely bone stock? 60,000 miles?
Oh,
my
dog.
God.
That's like
okay,
stock
that makes sense.
Wheel, stock airbox. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Literally
the price makes sense at that
car.
There's a reason why they, you know, keep stock low mile Supras in
matching,
you know,
numbers
showrooms like Ferraris.
He made sure to include matching numbers.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like motor and trans. I'm like,
oh my god.
That's
never
car
been
that
things I
get.
Would do.
I wouldn't. If it's that car, I wouldn't do a damn thing to it because it's going to appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting to that collector status of the R34. It really is.
That's the Fast and Furious effect.
Yep.
No, that's like
crazy.
A Ferris Bueller's Day Off car. Like that's a car that sits in a garage inside of a house.
Yes.
And just sits there.
Exactly.
And like you keep tabs on the miles to make sure no one drives it.
I drove it from the kitchen to the living room today. I need to do an oil change.
Started it and drained the oil.
Yeah, exactly. It gets a fresh oil change every time it's looked at.
Rear diff fluid?
Yeah.
Brand fucking new. I pushed it like a foot so I could grab something. Brand new diff fluid.
Nah, if I was going to do that to a car, it would be empty. No gas, no oil, no diff fluid, no trans fluid.
Yeah, I took the car cover off and put a new trans in it.
Yeah. Just completely had it redone. 6-speed, dog box, everything, you know. Went with that pneumatic air pump shifter and all that. Oh, did it all.
Isn't it still running stock horsepower? Eh, we won't talk about that.
I don't need to
make like 225.
But anyways,
225 horse on a built trans rated to 1,000.
Back to the dad conversation, right? Let's say you have your Supra.
Yep.
You've got it, right? And this is not just a stock Supra. You've got your RZ, right? Your 98 RZ that's got a built 2J in it. A whole big-ass Wu-Tang Whirly meat grinder in it.
1,200 horses on an unopened block.
Yeah. 100%, right? Big money in this car, right? And then something happens, and you have to sell. This is your apocalypse scenario.
Yeah, I was thinking about this on the way over. Yeah, so like, okay. So
would you sell this, bro, if you had kids?
Well, no, but think about it this way. You know, you're
depends on the amount you've got. Kids. If she's like, yeah, I'm having triplets, I'm gonna be like, my Supra.
Well, no. So think about it this way. Jeez. So like,
you know, but if she's like, yeah, we're pregnant, I'm gonna be like. He's gonna be a Supra baby.
Yes.
Right. That's like, I don't care if it's a him or if it's a he or a she.
I was thinking about this.
They're
so like,
born.
Yeah,
but I was thinking about it this way. So like, say you have two cars, one mm-hmm. for you, one for your girl. Or you know, if you're a girl, your guy in the opposite situation.
Or you know, if you're a girl, your girl.
Yeah.
Or if you're a guy, your guy.
We're inclusive.
All inclusive. Different if you're an both. It, you're it.
Yeah.
If you're a toaster. Your other toaster.
Your bath.
Yeah.
If you're a toaster,
your bath.
Oh my god.
Oh, Jesus. Well, we were trying to be nice there, and there it was.
Oh my god.
Right out the window.
Your toaster, your bath. I was gonna go with the other thing that everybody else calls himself. I identify as an Apache attack helicopter, but okay.
Anyway,
it's just all in good fun. We're not trying to butt hurt anybody. We love you all. Anyways,
it's a podcast.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, no. So, like, say you know you have those two cars.
We're not Joe Rogan now.
Yeah, no. We won't go there.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to get a hook from Spotify.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So you say you only have two cars.
Yeah.
One that's like you know, it's a cool mom car, cool you know, already a cool dad car, whatever.
Yep.
It's a car that's meant for you know, getting the kids. Taking them to soccer practice, doing what you need to do. Yep. And then you have your dream race car.
Oh.
Apocalypse scenario could be anything from like, all right, well, you know, we're having more kids and we're going to need more space anyway. Or like, hey, I'm going to be completely and totally unavailable to get the kids. I need you to get the kids.
Okay, but that's
sure,
not
yeah,
apocalypse
like,
scenario.
Yeah, I know, but
like,
I'm saying this is
scenario.
Like, at this point, like,
well, I mean, I
somebody
can, I
goes
can put
to
the kids
hospital.
In the Supra, it has four seats.
Right, well, your Supra would not have
so
four seats.
We're saying like, you know, this is like built, stripped, and caged.
Right. Okay, this is the race car. Right.
Spit like, them all in the front seat. Just all right. You sit on the floor. You sit up there.
I actually saw something like
actual
that.
You can sit on my lap, Corey.
I was
over.
Picking up my brother from Sharando, and there was this like I know we did stupid shit in mm-hmm. high school involving your Super Duty, but like this was like next level bullshit. They fitted. They fit like six kids in the back of this Toyota Camry.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was like nine like total people in the car because it was like one girl sitting in the front,
right.
Another girl right in front of her on the floorboard,
yep.
And then they crammed six more people in the back.
That's exactly something that
I'm like, this is totally some
though.
Shit that we do, but
right.
At the same time, me being like, you know, where I'm at now, you know,
we
six,
were
240
pounds.
You
you're
gotta,
like,
you gotta remember like, that in high school, we got the truck to pull everyone everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
oh,
I
yeah.
got it because I had dirt bikes and four wheelers and stuff like that that wanted to take places, but at that point, I literally almost got arrested. Because there were people in the bed of my truck that cursed at some people on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's a whole different story for another time. But, like, we've done stupid shit
yeah,
in that truck.
Like,
I almost fucking killed Corey in it.
Yeah. You almost killed me in it.
I almost killed you in it. I almost killed Alec in it.
Been through several cornfields.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, hey, that looks fun. Yes, and it was straight pipe too. We decided to cut the muffler off.
Yep.
Just with a hacksaw.
That horrible sounding trident.
It was a 5.4. No, dude. As a fucking, you know what, 17-year-old kid. 5.4 V8 straight pipe, brother. Oh.
But now nothing, we are men of class.
Nothing beats it. Okay.
Now you have a Subaru.
Yeah, now I have a Subaru. It sounds way better. Even though it doesn't run.
That's why it sounds better.
Damn. Is it bad when a Triton is a little more reliable? It's a Triton.
I know.
Dude, no, straight shit, though. Everybody gives those Tritons shit for, like, plugs blowing out of them and whatnot, right? Sure, the plugs were a pain in the ass to get to. I never had a single issue out of that truck. Not a single itch. Okay, besides the gargantuan sized, like body sized holes in the bed of the truck
and the worst,
from all the rust.
The worst electrical issues I've ever seen on a vehicle.
The electrical, yes. Yeah. So you would be driving down the road and the radio would still be on and then all the gauges would just go and turn all of it off.
The amount of times that I watch this dude pull out his phone and goes, oh, well, time to pull out the speedometer right there.
Speedometer, yep. Pull out my phone, open up the app, set it on the dashboard, and now, hey, now I know how fast I'm going. I don't have to worry about cops.
It sounded like your truck had spurs, because every time you would come to a stop, it would go, shing, 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 shing.
Yep, exactly. It was the dust cap, the wheel bearing dust cap had popped out. It was just rotating around the axle. It sounded like there was a glass bottle rolling around in the bed of the truck. But, okay, yeah, back to apocalypse scenario. Somebody goes to the hospital.
Yeah.
Right? Medical bills are a bitch. At least here in the United States, medical bills are a bitch.
I thought about that too, but then I also realized the amount of, you know, cars that we have on this list.
Mm-hmm.
That are upwards of six figures.
Yeah.
So no, this is more like a, hey, we have so many kids that we need like two cars.
Right. That she's already got like a Sienna or like a mom car.
Mm-hmm.
Suburban XL. And you need a dad car. She's like, hey, I'm going with the girls this weekend and the kids need this done and I'm taking the van.
You're doing what?
I mean, it is.
You can't drive home, drive one kid. Drive home, drive another kid. Drive one, drive all another.
See, you can unless you're on E85, and then you're going to be stopping for gas a lot.
So it's a practical scenario. Because there are a lot of families that have to deal with, like, all right, you know.
I got six kids. I know a family that has four kids, and one does soccer, one does wrestling, one does basketball, and one does football. It's like, oh my god!
Right, I gotta all four kids. You gotta have all four bags in the back.
He just bought a brand new he bought a brand new Raptor,
mm-hmm.
and it's like the big
long cab or whatever.
Yes, dude. I'm like,
yeah, dude.
The
Raptors
can see that.
Are awesome. I loved the car whenever my dad had it because.
He bought a brand new one.
Yeah, he bought like 0 miles. It backed off the trailer with 0 miles, and then he drove it home that night, right? And it was in 2012, it was in 2011, and the 2012 backed off the trailer, and he was like, that one, right there, right? That's the one I want. And they were like, well, it isn't even detailed or cleaned. He was like, pull the white stickers off, that's the one I want, right? So that's what he got. And then, literally within 60,000 miles, he put two transmissions in it.
Yep.
Two.
Yep.
Right, and then the ECU locked him out of third gear or something like that while he's driving down the fucking highway, so it's either second or fourth, and it decided second, so it blew the ring gear out of the back of the truck driving down the highway. It just blew the ring gear right out of the back of it in California. And then he called Ford, and he was like, hey, what the hell are you guys going to do about this? This is a 60,000-mile truck, and this is like the fourth time it's been in the shop for transmission issues. And they're like, you should have claimed it under lemon law. He was like, okay, how do I do that? And they were like, you should have claimed that like 10,000 miles ago. And then he was like, all right, come pick the truck up. They were like, what? They were like, come pick the truck up. You come get your truck. I'm not driving it home. It's going to sit here, and I'm not going to pay another dime on it.
Mm-hmm.
Come get your truck. Right? And that's what they did. He literally called me, and he was like, hey, well, this is back at the house, but he called me, and he was like, hey, come get everything out of the truck. Everything. I was like, why? And he was like, just come help me get everything out of the truck, grab a 10-gallon trash bag or whatever the hell it is, everything in the truck, in the trash bag, and then go back inside. And that's what we did that night. It was like 9 o'clock at night, and they came on a rollback and they picked the truck up because it couldn't drive. It literally could not drive. Man. Yeah.
That generation was plagued by bad trans. This one's plagued by shitty engine.
Tiny little Pepsi turbos.
Yeah, Pepsi can turbos, right?
But they can't keep oiled to save their lives.
Yeah, exactly.
I think so.
And plastic drain plugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Donut operator has one of the new Raptors.
It's not the 6.2?
No.
It's
the 3.5? He has the 3.5. Right. EcoBoost. Same with like everyone else in their group of friends for whatever reason. Right. But so he's got this Raptor, and if you watch all of his vlogs, like, he'll have it in the shop like every other vlog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for a while there, it was like, yeah, no, I don't know what happened. I was just driving, and then the oil pressure just bottomed out for no reason. Yep. So it's
Jesus.
Great trucks. They look amazing, but, you know, Ford staying strong to its acronym.
Right.
Fix or repair daily.
Found on roadside dead.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's another one. The way I look at dad cars is like, I'm ready to grow up, but not grow up that much.
No man will ever that has gone from a race car will ever not want that race car
right.
back in his garage.
But this is like a happy medium. Like, you're always going to be sad that you had to get rid of it. But at least this
right, like, hey man,
fun.
It's got AC, it's got leather seats, but it also has 600 horsepower.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like ooh.
Exactly. Like, ready to grow up, but not that
not
much.
Quite. Yeah, yeah.
Still
you're ready
wanna
to grow up.
Some rubber
yeah,
or, you
exactly.
know, do 120 down an on-ramp.
Yeah. You're ready to grow up into four doors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So or, that's kind of the
and
prompt,
it's not
I guess.
For more whores.
It's for your children.
It's
you
for your children.
Grown-ass man-child.
You don't deserve to be raising kids, but you are. So here we go.
I think there's a lot of cars
children
on this
cannot
list.
Children ride in harness bars.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Hey, kids, hop in the jungle gym in the back.
Okay, Dad.
Thwack. Thwack. Ow.
My head. Shut up. Quit bitching.
I told you to put the helmet on, damn it.
God damn it, Bobby.
Damn it to hell, Bobby.
Damn it to hell, Bobby. So I would say that there's a couple cars on this list that I want to move all the way forward that I don't know if they will or not. I think what we need to do this time is predictions, because we actually haven't done predictions in like the past 3 or 4 episodes.
So you haven't done predictions since like middle of last season.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
We stopped
it's been
predicting.
That long.
Yeah, no, it's been that long.
LSA wagon. That's my prediction.
LSA wagon.
Think about it.
The CTSV wagon.
Oh, LSA. Oh, yeah, I got you. Okay, yeah, I got you.
Los Santos Automotive wagon.
Yeah, I was like LSA, like Los Santos Automotive. What? We're talking about GTA shit. I think I agree with Corey.
I don't know. There are too many good ones on there.
Okay, what's your prediction?
Go back to the list.
No.
I don't remember half the shit on the list.
Okay, what
is
RS7 to move forward. I know that you...
I mean, obviously, I fucking love that. Like, that would be my dad car, but, like, I don't know.
Like, just from what you remember, what is going to be number one on this list?
Whipple TRD Camry.
Oh, my God. Stop.
10-speed Whipples V6. They make them in all-wheel drive, too.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. I took a picture.
TRD Camry that's all-wheel drive?
It's,
are you
it's essentially just an IS350
stock,
S-Sport.
They're stock over 300 horsepower.
Yeah. No, it's essentially just an IS350 F-Sport.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just the Toyota.
Except they sit,
awesome.
They sit this way.
Yeah.
The motor sits longitudinal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing as, like, an Evo.
Yeah,
like longitudinal, but all wheel.
Yeah,
there are a couple that I would want. Like, I mean, the IS500 is a badass motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
But like practicality, if I were to have my kids in, I would want something all wheel drive.
Actually, you know what? You're absolutely right. As much as I love that CTSV, I think the Jeep Trackhawk is going all the way. I'm gonna be straight shit. I think the Jeep Trackhawk is gonna take it all the way. I really do. Out of everything on the list, that is my vote. Locking it in right now, Jeep Trackhawk.
Another good shout would be the Panamera Grand Grand GT,
mm-hmm.
just because
wagon is hot. I don't like Panameras, but that is hot.
I fucking hate Panameras, but like, god
hot.
Damn.
Yeah.
They're doing it for the Taycan too.
Yeah, they're doing the Taycan like that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know.
I would not buy a Taycan.
I wouldn't either.
Nope.
No.
But
I don't.
The Titan looks cool, but man.
In an even more doomsday scenario, where we're in the future where you can't have internal combustion, and if your choice is between a Titan and a Plaid, I'd 100% get a Titan. You can only launch a Plaid 3 times, and then it's like, all right, you have to recharge now. Mm-hmm. You can literally launch a Titan until...
Not even true.
Yeah.
Not even... Have you seen the Cletus McFarlane?
Oh, yeah, I've seen...
Where he launches it, like, 12 times in a row, and it goes through 15%
power? Oh, the Plaid. Yeah. The Plaid. Yeah. The normal P100D is what you have to...
That was the old battery technology crap.
Well, even the new ones, if it's not a Plaid, you can't launch it more than a couple times. Because it'll lock you out of launch mode. Yeah, if you want to use launch control at all with the P100s, it's like you get 3 launch control modes and then that's it.
Oh, and then the batteries have a cooldown time. That's what it is.
No, they straight up like will lock you out until you charge it.
No. The Plaids, I watched it on, what was it, This Versus That. They raced it on Hoonigan, and they raced it 3 times, and then it couldn't go back into launch control mode because the batteries needed a cooldown of like 4 hours or something like that.
Well,
like you can't run them back to back
with
to back
the
back
with the 100D. With I think you have to actually plug it in and charge it up like a couple percent before it'll even go back into it.
Right.
To show like, hey, I'm not in the middle of nowhere doing this. That I'll be left stranded. Mm-hmm. So, but with the Titan, you can launch until it's like 15% battery left.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm like,
I just don't like the way the Titan looks, man.
I don't like the way Teslas look at all. Yeah. And I don't know.
Teslas are one of those things where it's like generic car.
Yeah.
Yeah, like car. Make a car on GTA, like any car on GTA, and it's electric.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
it's just vaguely car.
Yes.
Like, you know car.
Car, question mark?
No idea what car is car.
But it makes noise.
No make noise car?
Car is car, no make car noise car? What?
Is still car.
Stroke? The car had a stroke. Car forgot to car.
It's a remote control.
Error 404. Car EXE not found.
Car .exe no longer found. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. All right. Okay. I would want the Porsche Panamera Grand GT to go through.
Okay.
I also think the Cayenne's a good shout because it's the same motor. In the new ones, at least, it's the 4.0 twin turbo.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically,
yeah.
Corey's like Hellcat, plain and simple.
Realistically, like 100% right now, Camry TRD.
You think the Camry TRD is going all the way?
Yeah, that's a good shout.
For
the money, for the safety, for the reliability,
100%.
For the upkeep cost,
100%. I agree. That's a really good shout.
Not only is it a Toyota, but you'll also put 60,000 miles on it. You'll spend 45, 50 grand on it, put 60, 80,000 miles on it, and still sell it for 40 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk in.
A Trackhawk, you're going to buy it for $80,000. You're going to put a 60, 80, 100,000 miles on it, and you're going to sell it for 40 to 60.
That's fair.
Yeah, an appreciation of it, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's.
Unless you
it's
do.
The Trackhawk, and they didn't make a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you ever sat in the back seat of one while it like literally?
Oh wait!
Dude, it's terrifying.
Oh, I know,
it's terrifying.
I know it's they equated it to like a rubber band. It's just poof, gone.
Yep.
I mean, that's what 800 fucking horsepower does.
Yeah.
You know, that's not it's
one
not
stock,
a slouch.
Sticky-ish tires. Mm-hmm.
Because that's, what it comes with a set of like what's the Michelin that it comes on? It's like a real grippy set of Michelins, like
that's,
tires.
But that's kind of why I'm like, you know, the Porsche Panamera is kind of the go between with that because you still have the cargo space since it's a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, technically it can seat 5, mm-hmm. so you and 4 other people. But then also it's, you know, nearly 600 all wheel horsepower.
Right.
So I'm like, all
right, I'll be the slowest, but while you guys are stopping to get gas, I'll just. Go right on by.
Oh, come on. You'd stop and get gas, too, with the way you drive.
We'll try
to keep up with you guys. Yes, I probably would.
We'd all be stopped at the exact same time. You know it.
And one of them would have the Thule roof rack on it. And be on springs, and it would be in the whatever white that Toyota comes in.
What do you mean?
With the red interior.
Oh,
with the red
thing
with the porn
so
red interior.
The porn
red. Dude, it looks yes. like a porn couch.
Yes.
It's that red leather.
I wouldn't even say porn couch. Like, if you go into like a seedy motel for, like, the honeymoon suite.
Oh,
yes.
With, like, the there red velvet, like, rotating circle
not
bed.
Even
yeah.
kidding. Yeah. Like, you open it up, and it looks like the 80s just went, whoa! Yeah. You're like, and then you look at the dash, and you're like, it's so modern. But then the leather is just, like, 80s barf all over it.
Yeah,
exactly.
But it's so nice.
It is so nice.
I would also...
They have the TRD, like, embroidered into them. Mm-hmm. And on the red seats, the TRD is black. And on the ooh, black seats, the TRD is red.
Red.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't do the IS500 as your lock-in.
Yeah, but, I mean, that 5-liter V8, like, although it sounds amazing, is not as reliable as that 4-cylinder TRD.
I mean, it's still a Toyota V8.
Yeah, but at the same time... wait, okay, hold on. Is that the 2UZ?
Yes.
I would have gone with that over the TRT. I'm sorry.
The 2UZ. Is it not? I thought it was
the 4.7.
It is the 4.7. Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
What's the designation on their 5-liter then?
I know it's an evolution. It's the same block. It's the same block.
It's got to be the same block, but probably a different head setup and obviously like
different pistons and rods or whatever. Yeah.
Considering it's
I don't know how super reliable they are either. Like, people were having problems with the LFA V10s.
Well, yeah, but that was a V10.
Yeah, that's a V10.
A screaming V10.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, like, that car is the evolution of the million mile motor. Like, V. Not A, V.
I mean, it's a newer generation of what was in the ISF and GSF and all those.
Mm-hmm. The what is it, IS300 or GS300 that had the 1UZ in it?
400.
Yeah.
IS never had a V8. GS had the four.
They've had two now.
IS?
Oh,
ISF.
I was thinking the older ones.
Well, there was the 2000.
We're talking about the older ones.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're the ISF from 2008.
I was talking about
like
2J,
oh, you're talking like,
drifty
you're talking
boy.
Old.
Yeah.
Like 2003, 2000. Like,
I was like,
IS
never got a 400 is what it was, or GS 400?
GS.
GS 400 had the 1UZ in it.
They had the 430 as well, which was the 1UZ with VVT-LI.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just had variable valve timing in a 1UZ.
Slightly more purrs.
Slightly more purrs, but they also needed valve adjustments more often.
Yeah.
Because of the VVT-I.
Well, I mean, so we all know what we think is going to win now.
Yep.
What would you choose as yours? Yours personally. Here is the key to your car. It's in your garage, sitting next to wifey's
Forerunner. You only get
Forerunner. Only get one. It's right next to wifey's Forerunner or what, a Grand Caravan or whatever the hell she's driving at the time.
I've got three.
You only get one.
I know, but like I have three that are like dead heat tied. I'd be happy with any of them.
Okay.
Audi RS7.
Of course. I saw that coming. And one of them's the fucking Cayman. Or not the
Cayman. Turbo?
The Cayman
Turbo. Well,
yeah.
I mean, duh.
Yep.
And then...
The Pit American.
No. I honestly, I'd rather have a Cayenne over the Panamera, I think.
I think the Cayenne looks slightly better than the Panamera does.
Actually, no. It was just those two, honestly.
What was your third one? I want to know what your third one was.
CTS-V wagon.
Yeah, we all know the CTS-V wagon's in the top three for all of us. We all know how we all
in
feel about those
seats.
With
the magnetic ride.
Mm-hmm. It'd probably be a Hellcat, but I know that's not a realistic, like... Yeah, exactly.
Just you're not going anywhere in the snow.
No. and that's what I'm like, Yeah, no, one of those three.
Okay. Corey, what you got?
Honestly,
out of three,
it's not on the list.
Oh, okay.
Well, why didn't we put it on the list? What is
right?
it?
Because it's not fast.
What is it?
Oh my god!
It's a fucking 4Runner. It's a fucking 4Runner.
Think
god
about
it.
Dad car.
It is a dad car.
No, cool dad car.
It is a cool dad car.
Not
screw
the TRD.
We're not talking about the fan with wheels.
Yeah. Jeez.
Corey gets
okay,
up and leaves.
Okay, Penta Star motor.
I drive that.
More,
that doesn't mean I
more
want
more
to
power.
Or think it's cool. Just because I have it does not mean that I would want it.
God.
It was my only option.
Jesus Christ. So, from the list.
Yes, from three. The list.
I can, if I had to guess, I would see the TRD Camry. I would see the CTS-V wagon, and then I would probably see the RS3 or the Golf R.
RS3, 5-cylinder.
Yeah.
Straight
5 turbo.
100%.
Okay. Hey, that's
good. Would you go with the
wagon? Bolt-on kits for 600 horsepower available.
Right. Would you go with the wagon, or would you go with just the four-door?
The newer one, four-door.
Ah, yeah.
Four-door sedan.
Yeah,
100%.
The 5-cylinder, new door.
It's such a sexy car. Have you seen iRoses?
Yes.
1,200 horsepower, bro. Stock bottom end.
It technically, in one of the three races, beat the Unicorn.
Yes, it did. On a stock bottom end, straight five.
I don't know. I think I would go with the wagon when it comes to, like, as in the new wagon.
The new, no. If it was the, like, the middle 2013s, yeah, I would have the Avant over
the... I love
the
Avant in the RS3.
Yeah, that does look fucking good.
Oh, yep, Avant. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was like, why are y'all discrediting this? Like, it doesn't, new.
No,
there isn't an existing brand new Avant.
Yeah, okay.
That's
so sexy.
That's probably top choice right there.
That's super sexy. I really love that. I don't know, man.
And then
just keep
the stock flap exhaust on it, like get quiet while the kids are
running. Exactly.
And then
exactly.
Open it up, then you get that burble. I would keep it on the 7-speed DSG too,
dude. That
DSG farts. Oh.
Yeah,
that.
Oh, 5-cylinder DSG farts.
That motor alone, sounding as close as it does to the Sport Quattro motor,
mm-hmm.
is insane to me.
Like
how little the tone has changed from each motor. And, like, this isn't even just,
well,
like, the normal
Volvo 5-cylinders don't even sound the same.
Right, exactly.
It's Audi specifically.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Exactly.
I hate the new Volvo 5-cylinders.
But the one you were looking at, what was that, the S60R?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That one was, I'm so mad you didn't actually
one of the
go
most
get
that.
Wait, I told you why I didn't go get that thing.
No, huh?
It didn't have, oh, man, runs like a premium. It's got, like, one or two things. You know, the e-brake doesn't work. Okay, I live on a hill, so that's going to have to be done pretty pronto. No big deal.
Right.
Sold the GTI.
Yeah.
Sold the car and told him, hey, man, I'm on my way to Pennsylvania to come get it.
Yeah.
All right, man, well, when you get here, the sunroof doesn't work, and the driver's door, the driver door handle's broken off, and the trunk doesn't open, and literally just starts going through all these problems. I'm like...
If they say it's one or two little things...
That's the only reason I bought the third-gen 4Runner.
Right.
Because I just sold the GTI
to
go buy this car. And then he was like... And I was like, fuck that shit.
That's
and
why
I literally messaged the guy about the third-gen on Facebook. Like, I think he had it up for $4,500. I was like, $4,000, I'll come get it right now in cash. He was like, where do you want to meet? I'm in Harrisonburg. I'm like, I'm on my way to you. We're in Manassas.
Yep.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things, like, sage wisdom, like, I don't usually give a lot of sage wisdom, but if someone on Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist or wherever you're shopping for a car for says, oh yeah, man, it's only one or two little things, take a pause for a second and wonder why he hasn't done them.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If it's one or two just little things, because it never is.
Yeah, but okay, at the same time, though.
It could just be laziness.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like, if I'm selling the car... That's their problem. I don't feel like fucking putting more money into a car that I'm selling.
But it's one
you
of those
are
things.
Case in point of that.
That's foul. But I'm saying, like, if it's like they just say, "Yeah, man, it's just one or two little things."
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's like a little thing, like, yeah.
That was mean.
No, I wasn't trying to be an asshole. Well, no, I mean,
it's like that's little.
Yeah.
I was like, yeesh.
Well, I mean, my one or two little things is it doesn't have a motor.
And you can stick your hand into the floor pan.
We don't talk about that.
Teensy, teensy, tiny little things,
you
will not catch tetanus running your forearm through the fucking pinch wall of this car.
That's not a little thing. It's something that, you know, you disclose.
Well, yeah.
It's not just like, yeah, it's just got
somebody
one or two
teensy
little
up
things.
And just...
Oh,
Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh my god, you're
I mean, I guess technically
your side
speaking,
skirts.
That's not side skirt.
I guess technically speaking, you wouldn't get tennis because, you know, the pinch welds have turned basically to just mud. You like drag your like anything. Like if you put your finger up like by the pinch weld, it just breaks off.
Yeah.
It's so brittle.
Yeah, that's pretty, it's pretty terrible. You know, I bet you this is the longest that car has ever been inside. I bet money.
Oh yeah.
Like, I mean, it's been here for what, 3 months, 4 months now? Right? No.
Dude, it's been almost a year.
Sitting inside. It's been sitting outside for months and months and months.
It's
and now
been
it's
been a year.
It's been almost a year that we've had that car.
No.
April or May. Yeah, no, I can, it's on our Instagram page.
What? Shout to FNF Media on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
A year?
Let me pull this up and I'll tell you exactly when we...
No shot. It's been almost a year.
What? Yeah, dog. April or May.
Why haven't we just, like,
I guess it was kind of
put a different motor in it? Like,
well, isn't that just the question of the fucking century?
The motor is at the whatchamacallit right now.
May 21st.
Jeez. You know what we should do? That's what we should do the yard car with.
Yard car with the Subaru.
Just take it, lift it in the air, put some dirt tires on it, and do some donuts.
What motor?
Take it out through the field.
Oh my god!
Put a big old snorkel on it. It's not even a nice snorkel, just a pipe.
If you want to pay me the $4,000 to do that, you can.
That's what I'm saying. Speaking of tragedies.
Oh no.
We have to address, Devin. Oh. We lost a prelude over the week.
Rodney came a knocking.
Uh-huh. Well, lack of oil caused the motor to not while he was driving.
Oh.
So he was driving from his barracks to check and see to his mechanic to check and see why his oil light had come on.
And then he found out why
and
his
then
oil
he
light
found
had come on.
Out why his oil light was on.
Remember, like, you know, a couple podcasts ago when we were talking about
the oil light comes on when the VTEC solenoid is no longer actually clicking into VTEC,
or you know, there's no oil.
That should have been in there. That light should have been on a lot sooner than my light's on. I'm gonna drive over there.
Right.
It should have come on days earlier or hours before.
He was driving it. So he had driven from his barracks to get an oil change, right? Got the oil change. Drove back to his barracks. Drove from his barracks to pick up Cheyenne in Vegas, right? He's in Fort Irwin, California. So that's two to 3 hours away. Picked Cheyenne up from Vegas. Took her back to his barracks, right? They hung out, did whatever. Then, from there, they drove to the Grand Canyon.
Wow, I didn't know.
Right?
Jesus.
And then to Los Angeles. And then back to Vegas to drop Cheyenne off to so she could come home. Right? And then on the way home from Vegas, the oil light came on. So he got home, turned the car off, literally the next day, turned the car on, and was driving it to his mechanic, and the motor blew up. It just locked. Like, he literally called me and said, hey, what does it mean when your brakes lock up on you while you're driving down the road? And I said, what do you mean? And he was like, well, my brakes locked up and my motor shut off. And I was like, your brakes locked? Okay, well, I mean, I guess that makes sense, right? If they both lock and they stop turning, that stops, you know, the clutch, the trans, everything. It just... Turn everything off right there. So I was like, okay, do me a favor, take the car out of gear, put your emergency brake down, can you push the car forward and backwards? And he said yes. And I said, oh no.
Better start looking for
said,
new motors.
I
there,
said
homie.
Alright, try to turn the car on, right? What does it do? He said, well, ding ding, over the phone, this is what I hear. Ding, ding. Ka-kunk! Nope, stop. 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 Check your dipstick. Check your dipstick, right? Devin Warfield, how much oil is in this car? And he was like, well, I just got an oil change done literally 5 days ago. And I was like, send me a picture of your dipstick.
I would unsolicited dipstick photos.
Unsolicited dip pick.
Dip pick.
Dip pick.
Oh my god.
I would have eaten off of that dipstick. Eaten.
So back to what I was saying, you remember a few podcasts ago when we said that Preludes could run with like literally no oil in them for like thousands of
I take it back.
It had 1,500 miles on the oil change.
He ran 1,500 miles with no oil in it.
Yeah, well, thousands. Yeah. Not plural, but thousand. Yeah. The question mark. He called the mechanic shop, and they said that the motor was leaking, and that's not our fault. And he said, he didn't say the motor wasn't leaking before I brought it in.
He should have.
He should have, because that would have been a new motor on the spot. Right? The motor wasn't leaking whenever I brought it in. I got an oil change, and then 5 days after my oil change, the motor locks up. 5 days. I shit you not. He said February 2nd, I got it, and he called me like 2 days ago with this. Yeah.
Oof, dog.
Yeah, and I was like, you have the receipt, right? He was like, yeah. I was like, so why not go back? Why not be like, dude, like,
because we were on Xbox when we were talking about that.
Yeah, I was like, dude, you literally have to be stern with them. You have to be like, all right, well, is there a regional number I can call?
You have to become a Karen.
You have to be a Karen because they blew your shit up.
Whether
like
die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become a Karen.
Become the Karen. But I was like, dude, that's, like, you have to do that, bro. And he was like, I just don't feel like fucking with it. And I was like,
then you're buying yourself either a new Prelude or a new motor.
That's what I was saying, dude. It's either going to be a new motor or like. Dude,
so I think he's going to bring the car here.
We're
going to do the swaparoo so he can drive that Prelude.
Yeah.
We're going to LS swap it.
with an LS4.
That's what I told him. I was like, dude, let's do drive crazy.
I mean, honestly, I've seen the videos on how you do that for like $300.
Yep. LS4.
No, all you have to do is just, you know, go to a junk shop and, you know, pick up a blown or, you know, a junked truck with the motor in it, and then you go to U-Haul.
Oh yeah.
And you rent one of their trucks for the day.
U-Haul, and then you swap the motor out of the U-Haul and then you for however much you rented the U-Haul for the day, right? Like, okay, you can rent the Home Depot trucks for $20. $20.
And you can pick up a junked motor for like $80.
And just tell them it blew up.
No.
You drive it back and you turn the truck off. And then you hand them the keys.
They won't check.
Nothing happened to it. Quote, air quotes, right? And then you have, what, 60,000 miles because they won't let it get over 100,000 miles?
Yep.
I'm sure U-Haul is over 100,000 miles, but not a fucking Home Depot work truck.
No, it's going to get 100,000 miles and they're going to auction it off.
Yeah, exactly. And then they're going to buy another one with 0 miles on it. Corey's like, damn, I gotta look up Home Depot real fast.
Maybe you get lucky and get a brand new one with
like 1,000 miles or something like that, right?
We're not suggesting you do crime, but if you were, this is how you do it.
Really easy, like really. Do not do things.
Your mom posts on Facebook. She's like, I'm so tired of people on the left. It was a Facebook, like an image.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a text image. She's like, so tired of people, you know, going in the left lane only doing 5 miles an hour over. Like, how many times do I have to say it? Left lane is for people who are actually trying to commit crime. And I'm like, I've said it before and I'll say it again. The left lane is for felonies only.
Which, we're coming down apple pie today and you committed a felony all the way down apple pie. Because I was doing every bit of 75. Like, where's he at? And he's just,
dude. No, I straight up. Me.
I'm like, dude, you're doing over 90.
So Jared and I are sitting at the intersection. We were sitting at the intersection, and Big Ryan comes down and stops, and we have like a small conversation. We were like, "Haha, what's up?" And he's like, "Oh, what's up?" And we're like, "Where's Corey at?"
I'm like, "About 30 seconds behind."
Yeah, I don't know, right? Because we've been sitting there for like a minute, like 2 minutes, and then we're looking around, and then Ryan's like, "I don't
no. And then turns around and we're, there you come. We're like, Jesus, God.
Dude, so, I was doing everything 65 well, to 75 all the way down the road.
The way I did it, I essentially came around that first corner after Jameswood High School.
And that's when you dipped out.
And then I flipped it into sport mode and then just like stomped on it and got up to 80 for a little bit, then took it out of sport mode to just cruise at like 60 the rest of the way up.
Oh my God. You guys are terrible. This is a 45-mile-an-hour road.
Yeah.
This is a 45-mile-an-hour road.
We have fast cars, Dad. At least we can drive our cars.
Dad cars. So let's move back into selling our pieces of junk for dad cars. All right. Or even our race cars for dad cars. All
right.
So...
Supers are not race cars.
Hey, you leave his two-seater Subaru alone.
Race cars can hold red line for more than 3 seconds.
That's not what happened. Mine couldn't even get to a grand before it shit itself.
Whoa, that's a really cool color smoke I've never seen before.
Dude.
Why is it purple?
You sent me that video, I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, you started up and
that was my motor.
The side mirror and just
I'm like blue.
I was like, I was sitting there, and we were trying to figure out an overheating issue with the car.
An overheating issue that's been going on for over a year.
Yes, yeah. it's been overheating for a very long time.
Very long time. We're like,
okay, let's fucking fix it right now.
Aluminum
right?
heads.
And we sat there, figured it out. It was a loose upper radiator hose. It was just right out of the bottom. The coolant would literally just go right out of the bottom of the upper radiator hose, spray onto the radiator, and smoke. Right? So we were like, are you fucking kidding me? All of that?
Sometimes it's not the big problems.
Yeah, right. It's the stupid problems, right? That's why I always say, have a stupid friend that you can call to ask car questions.
Yep.
Right? I called Gabby. And she was like, well, is one of the hoses tight? Are you fucking kidding me, bro? And I went down there and I was like, sure as shit.
That's our
sure as
car
shit.
Guys. We start looking into piston
big
ring
shit.
It's
exactly.
You know, this
gaskets are gone.
This
we're
motor's known for ringland failure, so it's possible
the motor's got to come out. Everything's got to change, rebuild the whole thing, right?
Because you hadn't even looked into it,
right?
And you sent me the Snapchat. You're like, well, I guess the motor's coming out. I'm like, fucking A.
Yeah. Well, okay. So like, it's not. Have a stupid friend, right? It's have a friend that doesn't know anything about cars that you just tell enough.
Enough to be dangerous.
Enough to be dangerous, right? Because sometimes they'll give you an answer that you've already checked, right? No, yep. I've already checked that. Yeah, that's all I got. Okay, man, I appreciate talking to you, right? Whatever. Well, have you tried tightening down all the hoses, Justin?
No, we took the motor out.
Yeah, no, but the motor's out.
I guess all the hoses were loose at that point.
Right. Well, no, so we tightened that down, and then we started up, and we let it sit there for like an hour, and we walked back out to it.
There's your problem right there.
We're like, yeah, dude, it's running great. And I'm just like, I'm right now. I'm like, it's cold outside.
Yeah.
It's cold. So I'm thinking everything that's coming out of the back is just cold smoke. It was not cold
smoke.
You
thought wrong.
It was not cold smoke. Right? So I'm just sitting around, I'm like, right? And then my dad's like, wait a minute. I'm like, what? He was like, hold on. And he walked past me. He's like, rev it up again. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, no, turn that off. I was like, what? Why? He was like, look in your rearview mirror and then do it. So I pulled out my phone and I took the video of me going, rawr, rawr, and then it just.
My favorite part of that whole video was you going, oh no.
Yeah. That was genuine man tears.
That was the first time you seen that was on video, we got the reaction.
Yeah, I know. And it fucking killed me because I was like, all right, well, now the motor's got to come out, right? My dad's like, we'll start tomorrow. And sure as shit, we pulled the car into the grass. The next day, we backed the car in, and the motor was out that night.
Broke a stud.
Broke,
That was the next night.
No, that was the next night.
Broke a head stud.
It wasn't a head stud. Oh.
It was a head stud.
It was a head stud.
That's, I thought you were talking about having to torch out the bolt,
from
the trans tunnel. Or from the, whatchamacallit, the bell housing. We had to torch out a bolt,
and we had to air hammer the motor mounts off.
Yep. Oh god, that was so much fun.
That was such a great time.
Yeah. We literally watching your dad literally yeet a fucking torch on the ground because it wouldn't stay lit.
Yeah.
He just goes wham. He goes, yeah, I just need to make sure I never tried to use it again.
My dad has been that person.
And then he picks up, he goes, oh, here's the problem. Regulator kept freezing because the tank was on, wasn't on all the way. So it was just, spewing cold butane into it.
Yep.
Well,
that was an easy fix. Now you have to go buy a new one, dumbass.
Great job, Gary.
Jesus
Gary. Christ.
Now. You're putting him on blast on the podcast like that.
It's like
I don't even think he listens to it, right?
If we did, we'd have someone. Right. One person in the only demographic that we don't have people in.
No.
Oh, he is.
He's not 50.
He's not. He's 45 to 50.
No, the demographic we don't have is
45 to 50. It's zero. No.
No, it's 50 to 60, I think, because we have 60 plus. I know that. Oh, he's looking it up right now.
Analytics. The one demographic that we don't have is 45 to 59.
Ah, there you go. Okay, so yeah, no, he's not 45 yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Hey, Gary, when you turn 45, listen to our podcast.
Right, then we can have, 0.0%.
Yes! We've collected them all! Infinite power!
All right, but, I mean, back into dad cars.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys think it's time for the 32?
I think it is. We've bullshitted enough.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
If we keep in this area, we're just going to keep falling into tangents.
Yes, exactly. It's been almost an hour already, and I haven't even started the 32.
I still got to cook dinner.
All right, for this list, we are talking the doomsday scenario of you have to sell your race car.
For whatever reason, sir.
For any reason. He's not even paying attention. Look at him over there on his phone.
Watching
having
videos.
I'm on TikTok.
I was on Snapchat.
You just got caught on blast in the podcast. I know you
podcast
were on your phone.
On the 4K.
Apologize to the podcast.
He was going to tell you about your car's
extended warranty.
It's free real estate. Oh, my God. All right. Number one on the list. You've just sold your prized possession race car.
Where
Mark
are you taking
IV
the money?
Supra, whatever it may
be. Sorry, but kids can go and I'm sleeping in my Supra.
Number one matchup is the Mercedes-Benz S65 AMG or the Mercedes-Benz AMG GT63.
Two very similar cars,
extremely similar cars.
One's got a bi-turbo V12, the other one's got the bi-turbo V8 out of the AMG GT.
Indeed.
With the lift gate and everything, the other one's just an S-Class Mercedes.
Yes. GT63.
Yeah, the GT63 I think is going to be more fun.
I agree.
It's just a four-door version of the AMG GT.
Yep.
So.
All right, the Honda Civic Type R or the Chevy SS?
Type R.
I don't know.
I would rather have Type R problems than I would Chevy problems.
Well, there are no Type R problems.
Exactly.
That's the point.
Exactly.
What do you mean?
Don't fucking go
where
to bed.
Are you going? Are you trying to lay on the bed? Boy!
Yeah, let's lie down.
Yeah,
I want
to lay down.
Come on. Audio, man. Keep your shit together.
Yeah, come on, man. I know it's been a while since you've been here, but come on. There's a bottle of vodka behind you if you want.
No.
It'll clear that thing right up. So hydrate, Dad. Where's your bottle of water?
Gone.
There's 40 more behind
Take
you.
Take mine. Take. You don't even have to get up.
All right. The Range Rover SVR or the Ford Raptor?
I would rather have the SVR. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
I'm not even Raptor problems, though.
Yep.
I would rather have Range Rover problems than I would Raptor problems.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. All right, the Lexus IS500 or the Porsche Taycan Turbo.
Oh, IS500, any day of the week.
100%, yeah.
5-liter V8.
Alfa Giulia Quadrifoglio. Or the Mercury Marauder.
Alfa Giulia, any day of the week.
The Volkswagen Golf R or the Charger Hellcat?
Ooh. Golf R.
Why is this so easy? This shouldn't be this easy.
The Porsche Cayenne Turbo or the BMW X5M?
Oh, I knew what you were going to pick. And you know what I'm going to pick. So, Justin, let's hear your tiebreaker.
God damn it.
4.4 twin turbo.
It's absolutely the Porsche. You fucking know it.
If the Porsche looks better than the X5M,
it does.
That's not
a brand new X5M.
100%.
Yeah.
False.
100%.
Okay. The Cayenne turbo looks way better.
Okay, put springs and wheels on it. The Porsche.
Yeah.
100%.
And also the 4.8
V8s. Springs and wheels on an X5M? You're insane.
I love the motor out of the X5M. That 4.4 is nuts. However, no, the Porsche looks better. Honest. The Tesla Model S Plaid or the Audi RS7, I think this is a unanimous decision when I say...
I did it just visually.
Okay, all right, no, RS7, yeah,
because
okay.
I knew that just like Ryan said...
Yeah, he just like slowly turned with murder in his eyes.
You'd rather
like,
have
what?
A silent as shit Tesla.
Absolutely not.
No.
One of the most angry. It's 4.0.
Oh, 4.0.
Yeah, it's a 4.0 twin turbo V8.
All right, the Audi SQ5 or the 2014 Plus or Raptor Eye STI.
It's the STI. It's an STI.
Agree with him.
What? SQ5?
Mm-hmm.
All-wheel drive supercharged?
Yeah, but it's an Audi SUV.
Okay, they look amazing on bags and wheels.
He's right. I looked
amazing.
It up.
And it, you know, it's so what? Bags are for groceries. It's a grocery getter that just happens to have,
you
say know,
bags are for groceries?
Yes.
I'm so using that. That's fucking
yeah,
awesome.
Static life. Statically.
I've never heard that before.
Never heard bags
for groceries. If I had a dad SUV, bags.
Yeah.
If I had a race car, static life.
100%.
100%. But if I'm pulling up and the kids are going to hop out, I'm going to...
Yeah.
There you go. Now you have less to hop, kids. Right.
All right. The Ford Taurus Show, the super high output. New one. The twin turbo V6, like police interceptor.
But luxury.
Call it, but luxury.
As
or,
luxury as you can get
they
with
have
Ford.
Massage seats.
Or the BMW M8.
M8. Yeah.
100%. That's not even a question.
I looked at SHOs for the longest time.
Yeah, I know you did.
And then all I right. They have really bad transmission problems. So yeah. I was like,
it's a Ford.
No.
Yeah. All right. The Ford Focus RS or the BMW M5 V10.
It's got to be the Focus RS.
Yeah, that.
It really does.
Well, that V10 does legitimately sound like an F1 car.
It does.
Yeah.
It's because they did that in conjunction with Williams Racing.
Yeah.
As in Williams Racing F1.
Yes. All right, the Maserati Quadriporte or the Jag XKRS.
I don't like either one of these, so you guys have
Jag.
Yeah, the only thing I could say about the Maserati, it has essentially the same motor out of the Ferrari 458 Italia.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing it's got going for it.
Nah, the Jag 5-liter. Hot. All right, the Toyota Camry TRD or the V8 twin-turbo G-Wagon.
G63 AMG.
TRD.
I agree. I don't mind a G-Wagon, but I would rather have the TRD.
Dude, the money you could spend on a G-Wagon, I would... No,
I would keep my race car and buy a TRD.
Yeah, literally.
All right, the Ram TRX or the Jeep Trackhawk.
Wow, this is a really interesting matchup.
TRX. Just for the usability of
it. Yeah,
I know.
You just get so much more out of it.
I just got my vote smacked into the ground.
I'm so sorry, Dad, but you have to agree with this one. You know.
I do agree with this one.
If
it
went against anything else, it would be different.
I know.
Oh, what?
The
what?
Audi RS3 or the Porsche Panamera Grand GT.
Oh.
RS3.
I'm not going to win out this matchup, and I know that as much as it pains me because that was my pick.
All right. The Aston Martin
Rapide
or the Cadillac CTS-V.
Did we decide if it was the normal RS3 or the RS3 Avant?
Avant.
Then yeah,
I wasn't even going to give it to the Avant, but I would have just picked a normal ass like sedan RS3 over the...
If it was an Avant... Done. It's not even.
No, I'm perfectly happy.
RS3. I'm gonna stand there and be like,
I could put it more of a
I'm
fight
the
towards
RS3,
a normal RS3, an Avant. No, I would.
Yeah, the Avant is.
All right, the Cadillac CTS-V wagon or the Aston Martin Rapide. We all know where this one's going. We're not even going to glance at the Aston Martin.
I will say, though, honorable mention to that Porsche Panamera. That is the only Panamera that I've actually liked the look of.
Yes, absolutely. All right.
It doesn't, as Jeremy Clarkson put it, look like a genital board in the back. He legitimately Jesus said that on a TV broadcast.
I know he did. I love that man to death.
My spirit animal.
All right. Mercedes-Benz AMG GT63 or the Honda Civic Type R. Type R.
Honda Civic Type R. Type R.
Yeah. It's gotta
be. You guys have a majority, so I think I would rather have the Mercedes-Benz. I just think it's a much more luxurious.
Yeah, but it doesn't come with a stick.
It doesn't, but I can get over not having a stick for having
race car.
A 6.2 liter
air quotes race
car. Biturbo V8.
Yeah, the 6.2 is kind of hot, but I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it is an AMG GT.
Or a Turbo K Series from stock.
Yeah.
A stock Turbo K Series.
Yeah. Y'all can have that.
All right. Range Rover SVR, the Lexus IS 500.
Lexus
IS 500. Yeah. That's not
it. There's more usability in a Range Rover, but. God, the dad fucking car. Lexus yeah. sounds and looks
it
amazing.
Have to be.
However, I will say, I would not buy one new. I would not buy a Lexus IS 500 new. Have you seen the markups on them right now?
I don't want
Launch
to.
Edition, $40,000 over MSRP.
Jesus.
$40,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah. $96,000 right now.
My God.
They were right. up that the RAV4s. For the RAV4 premiums?
Yeah. Or yeah. No, the Adventure?
Way. Huh?
The Adventure model for the RAV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they were like $30,000 over.
I was working at a Toyota dealership when they launched them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were insane.
It's all insane. Right.
The Alfa Giulia Quadrifoglio or the Volkswagen Golf R? I don't know, dude. Ooh. That Golf R.
Corey doesn't even want to vote.
Yeah,
he's
no,
just
no, he's already said Golf R. He
it's
knows,
all-wheel
he
drive.
Knows what his, he knows what his thing
all-wheel
is.
All-wheel drive, hatch.
But that Giulia is one of the best sedans I've
Bolt
ever seen.
Bolt-on, 400-some horsepower.
Yeah, but
I'm going to go with the Golf R only because I think you would have less electrical issues in a Volkswagen.
I would not go with the Golf R.
The Golf
because
the new, dude,
I
they,
could
you can't
see,
say...
Hold on.
You can't even
on.
Consider Golf R there. Electrical problems unless you go all the way back to 95.
I'm
then
just
I'm
saying,
like, yeah, electrical problems.
I'm just
but
saying
above
Volkswagen
that,
in
you,
general.
But hear me out. Hear me out. Right? You get the wife of Golf R. You get yourself an Alfa.
And I get her an Alfa.
You have both. Well, that's because you're a Volkswagen fanboy.
And then her Alfa's going to be stock as shit and be nice and quiet. And I'm going to be like...
Yeah, but a,
she's gonna be like,
a
oh,
Giulia Quadrifoglio is
you
not
have kids in the back
stock
there.
As shit
Float out.
And quiet.
Okay, so we didn't have to put the quad in there because we could have just put
it's
it
It's not a GTA. It's not the gnarly one with all the fucking
arrow
in the front.
We also
could have
just put a regular Giulia in there and then it would be completely...
Yeah, but then
but
it
a regular
like,
Giulia isn't a... dad car. That Giulia is a mom car for sure. The quad is a dad car. There's one that sits right around your apartment.
It's not, yeah.
It's not a quad.
And a mom, and it's an, it is a mom car.
I don't think it's
is a, it a quad?
It's not
it
a quad.
Is a quad.
Why would a quad live anywhere near this town?
Because it's, I don't know, but it's in that, what is it, blue?
Yeah.
It's, oh, dude, yeah. It's not the teal blue.
The dark.
It's the
almost like
Alfa,
Micah blue.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. On those black fucking five spokes, dude.
Oh, with the blue Brembos.
Uh-huh. You're going to tell me that you would much rather have a Golf R, a stock Golf R, than a stock Alfa? I know you can do more.
I don't know nothing about Alphas. That's my problem. I can tear the motor out of a Golf R and put a new motor in it. I cannot. I will not touch an Alfa.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair. Workability.
Brakes. More issues.
Brakes.
All right, oil changes. All right.
I would have gone either way with that because I fucking love both those cars. But
All right, the Porsche Cayenne Turbo or the Audi Turbo. RS7.
I feel like
Ryan
this is targeted at me.
Yeah, RS7. We're adding Ryan this entire thing. RS7.
No, I want to give up more of a fight to the Cayenne, dude. Because I fucking love them.
Audi SQ5 or BMW M8.
Although the Cayenne would be more reliable. I just want to put that out there.
M8.
Yeah. So we no longer have any
Jag
SUVs on the list.
Yep. Jag XKRS or Focus RS?
RS.
Focus RS.
Yeah.
That's not the question. I love
it's
that Jag.
It's an ST with a rear diff. Change my mind.
Camry TRD or Ram TRX?
TRX.
TRX.
Yeah.
I'm a TRD fan, and I would still would take a fucking...
I want the other TR.
Audi RS3 Avant or Cadillac CTS-V Wagon?
RS3
Avant. I hate you both because you're right. God damn it.
The wagon is more of a put a hydro in it and hope to God you got it in a 6-speed and drift that bitch.
And live somewhere arid where it doesn't snow.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Civic Type R or IS500?
IS500. Yep. Any day of the week.
Type R. Volkswagen Golf R or Audi RS7?
RS7.
RS7. That's not even a question, dude. Not even a fight. No, not
all
even
wheel
a
drive V8 chance. Noises with cargo space.
BMW M8 or Focus RS?
M8.
What?
Yeah, it's more of a cool dad car. Don't even try to rationalize.
Ram TRX or RS3 Avant?
RS3. It's an RS3 for me. It's absolutely an RS3.
Absolutely not. Ram TRX.
No.
Dad RS3.
Yeah. 800 horsepower V8 truck.
Okay, you can make that same amount of horsepower in an Avant with bolt-ons.
And still end up spending the same amount of money.
Right, okay, sure, but are you the sophisticated dad or are you the rowdy dad?
I'm the rowdy dad.
I'm both.
Then you want a TRX.
No, you're...
The rowdy dad will go out and buy the most flamboyant fucking thing. This is the best of the best that I could buy with the money I had. Ram TRX. Done.
Yeah,
no question
asked. The thing about the RS3 is that you can be both.
Yeah, you can ride in luxury and stop. Flip the flaps closed, go 80, 90 miles an hour down the 81, quiet. Not even know you're doing 80, 90 miles an hour, and then turn on some back roads, flip the flaps open, slide it over into sport, and have them paddles ready.
Yeah.
Hellcat TRX, dude. Nah. No, I cannot, like, genuinely, I love wagons. Mm. I really
but
do.
Genuinely,
but as a dad... Are you going to use a wagon more, or are you going to use a truck more? You personally, wagon or truck, what are you going to use? I'm going to use a truck way more than I'm going to use a wagon.
Yeah, but I'm also not going to be able to do anything with the truck. Other than, like, you know... Well, no, I wouldn't even put wheels and tires on it.
Do you want a road trip in a TRX?
Absolutely. It's got fucking King Racing suspension on it. Why the fuck wouldn't I?
Road trip.
Uh-huh.
You're a dumbass.
This falls into the I would rather buy the plane tickets without the
No, this falls into I would road trip the RX3 or whatever the fuck that little one, like one seater super bike buggy is.
Okay.
No, I would
$1,000 in gas getting to the beach or a tank and a half of gas.
Okay. Fair argument. Absolutely fair argument. You are 100% right.
Now, yes, the TRX interior is. Like, super nice.
Uh-huh.
It's not and Audi. And this is a truck.
Now,
but I will.
It is damn close to Audi.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Damn close. It's not.
But it's still not.
But it is the closest thing that you can buy that is American.
Okay, hold on.
Right?
Do you want to hear supercharger whine all the time?
Uh-huh.
Or do you want to hear 5-cylinder turbo?
If I left it stock, you wouldn't hear the turbo.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, you would.
No, you would not.
It would not make as soon as you put
it would be like,
right,
but it's going to be like, you're still going to get a blow off or a little bit of flutter
right.
When if you
and
hit
DSG
a little bit of boost.
Yeah, but I'm not about DSG, dude. I would much rather 100% of the time hear than any DSG fart or any like noise that you could get out of anything else. 100%
false.
100%. Like,
dude.
Genuinely?
All right. So,
okay. If
all right,
I put,
so
okay,
you're just driving
like this,
to McDonald's.
Okay.
Do you want to hear?
Well, I'm not gonna
all the way there. Or do you want to
yes,
just like
you
know,
don't
there?
Even say that you wouldn't do
okay,
that.
Dude, if I
your foot and a TRX, you would be so broke just in gas. It would drive. Because
you're
you
not
insane.
Holding at a constant speed. You're
okay.
RS3
Avant, you throw some like.
Okay.
You don't even have to throw wheels on it.
Okay. No. Look
but
at me. Look
you
at me
put
like
a
this.
Nice solid set of bags on it and
out.
Not do another mod except for power.
Hear me except out. For groceries, Dad.
Hear me out, okay?
Yeah, King suspension is nice.
No, I'm not worried about... Okay, we've already gone through suspension, and I would much rather have King suspension factory than pay $3,000 for a set of bags.
Okay, but right. With the price difference, I could buy bags for the RF.
Let's see.
Oh no, you absolutely could, because the TRX is going for like 120 right now.
Easy. Any day of the week.
Yeah. Right. Any day of the week you'll find a TRX.
There's a guy at work who he sold his it was one of the Rams, like the brand new Ram.
The Rebel
he
or
sold
whatever
his like brand new Ram and bought a TRX.
And it's hot.
He works down at the utilities department. So I drive by it and I go,
yeah, you know,
and then
what
I just
look,
I go do what I do, and as I drive back out, I'm like,
yeah,
and
exactly.
I leave, and I'm like, I
exactly.
Hear it. So, but at the same time, if there was an RS3 Avant sitting there, I would stop and look at it.
So,
mm-hmm.
You sell your Porsche. I mean, you Porsche. What
sell
the
race car.
You sell the race car. Say yes. It's a Super Mark IV, IV Supra. You get 120K.
Mm-hmm.
You either dump 120K into just the TRX,
mm-hmm.
and that is it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you dump 60K, which is the MSRP of a RS3 Avant,
mm-hmm.
and then you have 40K to play with and another 20K to shove in the bank.
TRX.
No.
They both looked at me and were like, we got him. We got him. We know we got him. And
we all knew
that,
you were
and they were all like, oh,
but I didn't know you were that dumb.
Yeah, dang. Your mother, you're also your sister.
This is not a
let me go talk to your grand cousin real quick.
Grand cousin. We ain't down there in Alabama, boy, or over in West Virginia. We're close.
We're close. At this point, because the amount of brain cells you have left over, I don't know, man.
Hey.
Listen. Okay. I'm
the amount of
TRX fan.
The
I
amount
am
of brain
myself.
Cells that are in this room are less than the amount of motors that are in my and your cars.
We have one brain cell that we just like
collectively
pass.
I don't have a race car, so
brain cell. Yeah, see, there you go.
He's had the brain cell, but god damn it, give me my brain cell back. My brain cell left
okay.
The moment he went from looking at, you know, sports cars
TRX.
To buying a 4Runner randomly.
TRX. Okay. How honestly spacious do you think that cab is? Because I promise you, it's way bigger than it looks.
I mean, it's a 1500.
Yeah, it's a 1500, but still, like, you've sat in the back of my dad's truck, and I could straight up lay a fucking, not a queen, but, like, a twin-size mattress in the back.
It's still spacious, sure. I mean, but...
Yeah,
I'd still rather have the RS3.
Would you rather...
I couldn't do it. I could not bring myself to buy a wagon over...
Okay,
truck.
Down a back road, you would never see the taillights of that RS3.
No, never. Absolutely not.
So,
but it
fun
is...
dad car.
Unless we got on 81
with
and they're stock
racing?
For stock, yeah, of course. And I'm going to be like, eats. And you're just
right.
going to leave me. And then we get on, oh, we're going to get off here and go on this back road.
Yeah.
It's going to eat.
Yeah, right.
And you're going to like,
okay, but hear me out. Hear me out,
say,
right?
The back dad's road. Truck does
we just go through the turns. If it turns around this way, you just go over the turns.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Like, you're literally like, if we're going down, whatchamacallit, and you go around the big-ass S-turn in your Audi, I'm just going to go straight through the field as you're coming around
but
the
you're not actually going to do that in $120,000
truck. I would 100% do that in $120,000. Dude, it's king
race.
Street
over.
Speed. Street
okay,
speed.
It's not C-mounted king
no,
race.
No, you're
it's
right.
Not,
it's not.
And
then, yeah, it's not. Yeah, like 24.
Well, that depends
yeah.
on who you are, because there's a YouTuber, Street Speed 717. He's jumped his TRX over a Lamborghini Urus.
Yes.
As well as his brand new Aventador.
Yes.
So, I mean, if you're stupid enough, sure, yeah, just jump it. Go ahead. Fuck it.
That's what it's made to do.
Yeah.
It's literally what it's made to do.
Okay, so...
From metal ramp over his car to flat. And it takes it. King Racing suspension
okay,
is no fucking
so
joke.
Okay, so you dump $40,000 into an Avant RS3, and you don't see me
a monster.
Anywhere.
Yeah, that's
at
what
all.
I was gonna say. Yeah, you
monster.
Take it to iRise and you leave it for a month to give him $40,000 and
yeah.
you have a 1,200 horsepower RS3.
Hands $40,000. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, right.
They just look
and set it down on a 500 horsepower tune and
right.
then dip down some back roads.
Yeah.
Still never
then...
see my taillights, and then just put it on kill mode. On the in ramp and on the on ramp, and never even see the car leave.
Honestly, power to weight, you only need 500-600 horsepower to leave a TRX.
No, that's. I'm not saying that the RS3 wouldn't be a better car to tune or wouldn't be a better car.
Saying better car as in driver car all around. Right. Utility-wise, yes, the TRX, throw your dirt bikes in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. You know, oh, you want to, let's go camping. Let's set off through the mud.
Okay, hear me out, though. Right? Dad car. What do the kids want to do? Do the kids want to go ride dirt bikes? Do the kids want to go camping? Do the kids want to go do this? Do the kids want to go do that? Can't throw dirt bikes.
That's why the wife has a 4Runner.
Well, if the wife has a Grand Caravan, you can't throw the fucking dirt bikes in the back of
the... fucking can.
You can throw a dirt bike. As
long as dude, I remember bike. When we took my Jeep out the first time.
Yes.
They rolled up in a Toyota Sienna and threw a dirt bike in the back.
Yes.
And then put the other one on a
one of our buddies literally puts his dirt bike in the back of his Subaru wagon hatch. I can't say anything, but if you have a dirt bike, the wife has a dirt bike, and both your kids have a dirt bike.
Yeah, right.
You drop the seats.
You're not gonna fucking put four dirt bikes. You're not gonna put your
CRF 250R. You're not gonna put four in the back of that Ram either.
No, I'm not. But I can tow a trailer.
It is a short bed.
I can tow the trailer in the back with the back of a Ram. I can't tow a trailer with a Grand Caravan or an RS3.
Yeah, you can. Depends on the size of the trailer.
Yeah, not with four fucking dirt bikes on it.
Yeah, you can. You act like that trailer's gonna weigh 8,000 pounds.
I'm just saying I had a double wide. A double wide. I got my double wide. I take my home with me. Double axle. Dad had a double axle, the 8 foot by 14 foot. That was a heavy ass trailer.
You don't need that big of a trailer to haul four dirt bikes.
I do if I got four wheelers.
Okay, if you got four wheelers, it's different. Are we doing four wheelers or dirt bikes here?
Four wheelers, dirt bikes. Okay, you know what? Here's even better. You have a race bike. Okay? Your race bike.
Then you literally have your one of those little tiny trailers that holds the tire in the front, holds the tire in the rear, and it's about just as long as the bike.
Oh, I'm not done. You have your race bike. You have a CRF 250R or a 450R, whatever the hell you want, right? You are a Honda guy. You really like that thing. Right? Your wife.
Could Audi make a bike? Because that would be dope. An RS3 Avant towing an Audi dirt bike. It's like an e-tron. Oh, just like,
well, I mean, Tesla did make a quad.
Yeah, Tesla does have
Cybertruck quad.
There you go.
So Cybertruck. That's it. We're getting at Cybertruck here. That's the
that
dad
is it.
Truck.
Winner.
Yeah, right. Cybertruck. There you go. We won. Congratulations. No.
Next week on the Fat and Furious podcast.
Right. You have your dirt bike. Your kids have smaller dirt bikes or four-wheelers, right? Because they're easier to ride, easier to learn how to ride on. And your wife has a Razor. You ain't towing that shit with an RS3 Avant.
Question, though.
You ain't towing that shit on TRX Springs either.
Sure you are.
Two questions.
Now, without doing this all the way down the road, that is soft-ass suspension.
I'm still going to do
that
it.
That is soft-ass suspension.
He goes,
you are going to look
like boys.
Straight
So I got two questions. One,
yeah.
How are you affording out all that after you just spent all 120 of your 120,000 on the TRX?
No. I'm not saying all of these are brand
and
new.
Two,
I'm saying
how,
I had these.
How often are you realistically going to do this?
How often did I realistically do this whenever we actually had the trailer and a truck and four-wheelers? Every weekend.
Yeah, but I'm saying like not everyone's going to do that.
Okay,
the kids
aren't
always going to want to do this. The kids are going to want to, you know, do... Kids. Okay. Hypothetical kids are going to do what hypothetical kids are going
to
do.
Right. Okay, so let's say one of them's got baseball practice, one of them wants to get out early, and one of them wants to go to golf practice.
I don't want to go through two tanks of gas while they're doing all that.
That's a really philosophical, long-term discussion about the merits of an RS3 over a TRX.
Right.
When in reality, we still have two votes towards the RS3.
All right, fine. Fuck it. I hate you.
I'm sorry, man. I gotta play my trump card at this point.
None of the
Audi RS3 or BMW M8
RS3.
Lexus IS3 or IS4 500 or the
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Whatever it wins. So I'm not picking an RS7 for dad car. I'm not picking an RS7.
Do you want to compare an RS3 to an RS7, or do you want to pair an RS3 to an IS5?
I want a discussion here, because if we bring the IS500 to the RS3, I have a feeling the RS3 wins.
If we bring the RS7 to the RS3, the RS3 wins.
But at least we have a little more of a discussion about, you know.
There's no discussion left, right, or center.
So what you're saying is the RS3 is the win.
It was either that or the TRX.
Well, we can't have the TRX be
the TRX wouldn't win against the IS500.
Yeah, I'd give.
Are you kidding me? You're going to tell me you're going to put up more of a fight for the IS500 than a TRX?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I'd put up more of a fight for an RS7.
You guys are on crack.
TRX is nice, but like,
all usable. It's not just 800 horsepower with a supercharger on it, ridiculous truck. It's all usable.
I mean, that is kind of Mopar's whole shtick, is just 800 horsepower.
You're absolutely right, but it's not like I'm going out and I'm getting in a Demon and can't drive it. It has four-wheel drive.
Right.
It has ground clearance. It has bed space. It has creature comforts. You're literally driving the Audi of pickup trucks.
In this case, I'd only rather do the Audi over the IS.
Right.
Because of the all-wheel drive and the space. That's it for me.
Just for the lift back.
Yeah, that's fair. Hey, Ryan.
You just picked the lock.
Yeah, I know we picked the lock.
Fucking shit.
Think I'm not going to join the Fat and the Furious podcast?
Okay, so close the door real fast. We're about to do the final pairing of the 32.
That's what happened to the rest of the fucking red bean and rice.
Yeah, dude, it's good. You want this rest of this bowl?
Yeah, nah, there's two. There's essentially a full bowl left here.
All right, Ryan. So
what kind of bowl?
We whittled it down from 32 to the final Audi RS7 or Audi RS3 Avant.
So
why is there two Audis?
Right.
He wanted the TRX over the RS3 Avant.
He's been throwing the TRX and the Trackhawk around like they're just boomerangs. Like they win.
The Trackhawk is pretty nice.
See?
The Trackhawk went out first.
It did go out first.
The
Trackhawk
paired with the TRX.
Yeah, that's because it lost to the TRX. Yeah, that's the only reason why it lost.
Well, I don't know anything about either of these cars.
Actually, hold on. I'll look them up for you real fast.
5-cylinder turbo all-wheel drive wagon
versus
4-liter
twin turbo
V8 twin turbo all-wheel drive.
The twin turbo all-wheel drive.
Hold on.
They're both twin turbo.
They're both, well, one of them is single turbo all wheel drive. The other one's twin turbo all wheel
drive. The twin turbo. You know how I am about twin turbo, especially on a V8.
Okay. All right. So look at them.
He proceeds to get rock hard.
Look at them both.
He's also not a wagon guy.
Yeah, I hate wagons. Wagons look stupid. Except for the Mystery.
Why do you always choose that picture?
Because it's
like
the
get
ass
a mean
picture.
One of the front.
Yeah.
Is that better? Because I think that picture
top
looks
left.
Worse.
Top left.
Again, the wheel is ugly as fuck.
Yeah, the car in general is ugly as fuck.
Right, that's the RS7. That's the twin turbo V8.
Oh. You can't tell me that doesn't look good.
Yeah, it does, but that's because it has a livery and fucking wheels on it.
So, pull
and
up a
body kit.
Hear me out. Pull up a stock photo of it.
Okay. Bone stock. There it is rolling.
I'm not a wagon guy.
That's not a wagon.
They're both.
That's the lift gate.
So the lift gate versus.
If it has a nice spoiler on it, I'd say maybe.
That's the RS3.
Twin turbo V8.
Okay. You're wrong.
So Ryan's vote is the RS7.
All right. Fat and Furious podcast. This
RS3.
Has been your daily Ryan take. No, Best Buy does not have any PS5s. Go fuck yourself.
Okay.
Just have to add that in there on the card.
Yeah, that's right. A good one. Yes.
Fair enough.
Our daily Ryan shithead remarks.
Yes. Hey, at least it wasn't him coming in and going, and then leaving again.
Just barges through. We're here to reach you regarding your car's extended warranty.
Yes. That was like, what, season one?
It was season one.
Yeah.
And we've been doing it ever since.
Yep, exactly. RS3.
We're in a dead heat then.
Okay.
Justin's done with this shit. He's like, my truck lost. Give me fucking coin.
All right. Heads, RS3.
Tails, RS7.
Corey, you catch it.
Heads. Oh.
I didn't even look. It's tails.
It's tails. Oh, man!
No! This is
dude.
Stupid.
Flip
this
it again.
Is the
two
last
out of three.
Two out of three. All right. That's 2 out of 3.
So you need to get tails again?
Stop. Flip me heads.
It's heads!
It's heads. I thought it was tails. I was about to piss myself.
All right.
Final flip.
I mean, I didn't get to see it, so.
Okay, fine. Then that one didn't count. Ready?
Yep.
Tails.
This is the final episode of the Fat and Furious podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you all in the next one. Thank you. Goodbye.